This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are, back again, another edition of Good Day Health. This time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology. He is one of the preeminent cardiologists, not just in Florida, but around the country and around the world, has done lots of research on various things that have to do with the circulatory system, and he's my pal, been doing a conversational thing on the radio for quite a long time, intelligently answering questions from folks. We'll get to Ken's questions later on, but also in the purest form of research, taking work that's been done by others and translating it, because a lot of these scientific journals, a lot of the medical journals have information, but like a lot of other things with doctors, who you can't even read their handwriting, and you don't even understand what they say when they're explaining it anyway. So we have Dr. Ken here to get deeply into medicine and figure out how all this stuff affects you. We'll start with a verdict on soda consumption. Not that there's any great heavy lifting involved in figuring this out, Ken. It would seem to me this is one of those common sense things, but it does underscore how horrible the stuff, whether you call it tonic, pop, soda pops, you know, whatever. I remember you probably are, well, you and I are almost the same age. They used to, at the local drugstore, have a soda jerk. That's what they call
it. Before my time.
The guy who was behind the counter who would make up, you know, because what the drugstores really were at first were dispensers of cocaine. Cocaine was a legalized substance back in the 20s and 30s, and that's how Coca-Cola was a drug store product. You knew that, right? That's where it came from.
Coca-Cola. I was aware of that.
Yeah, right, okay. So, fast forward from that era to this era, when you go down the supermarket hallways there, or whatever they the lines and lines and lines of various products, and you see a whole aisle devoted to this horrible crap that people drink. And so what does it do to you? I guess that's where we start, yeah?
Absolutely. This is a publication from the medical journal. It's actually a dental journal called Clinical Oral Investigations. So if you're looking to lose weight and improve the health of your teeth, Doug, limiting your intake of soda and other sugary soft drinks, it just may do the trick. This is a new study that links sugary drinks to two common health problems in American adults, tooth decay and obesity, suggesting the two could be related.
Well, again, that's not a heavy lift, but the whole business is the sugar content, is it not? The amount of sugar that's in there, it's not, or is it the combination of the sugar and the carbonated, those bubbles or whatever it is? Is that
acidic? I think it's all of the above. I think it's both.
Yeah. How much do you ever drink anything like this, like ginger ale or 7-Up or anything?
It's pretty rare that I will drink a sugared one.
Yeah. Whenever we have dinner together, usually have a little wine, don't you?
That's a special treat.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Water is fine. I like, I wonder what this says, though. I'm thinking about this with what you just said. Dasani lemon-flavored sparkling water, that sort of thing. Do you think that falls into the same category?
No, that has no sugar in it. That's something, that's right, not in this category.
Okay, so I'm safe then on that.
You're safe.
Saved by the information. Okay, next up, Ken has his weekly focus on pot, cannabinoid, cannabis.
I just discussed what's published.
Yeah,
don't make it up.
Yeah, I want to hear what the Lancet report is, because it seems to me there's a lot of other information around as to how smoking pot, although not something that I would do, even though I'm going to grow it on my farm. But there do seem to be lots of medical consequences for growing. Anyway, so what's this report saying?
Well, and this is really getting a lot of distribution. And I thought I'd discuss it today because it's going to be out there.
Because you know that this lights my fire. I know that's why.
Well, it's a publication today in the Lancet Psychiatry. And it's new research. It concludes that there is not enough evidence to justify the use of medicinal cannabinoids to improve depressive disorders and symptoms, anxiety disorders, attention deficit hyperactivity disorders, Tourette's syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorder, or psychosis. People seeking mental health treatment need to recognize the risks of using cannabinoids and be aware that current evidence of their effectiveness is limited.
What are the risks, though? Even if it says this particular study on this particular condition is as you describe, what about, be warned. What is the negative side of this?
Well, all of the risks of using marijuana. Do we need to go head to toe?
Yeah, well, I think, not head to toe necessarily, but there are a lot of people who are alive today who have cancer that have used the cannabinoids to either get rid of the pain, to live with the pain, or there have been some research papers that I've seen that suggest that there are ingredients in cannabis that can help quell cancer, certain types of cancers.
Okay, so that's a different issue. This is talking about using it for mental health.
No, I understand that. Yeah. I know that.
And you have to look at what's the risk of using it versus the risk of not using it. So we're not talking about for the indications that you're discussing. This is using marijuana specifically for mental health indication, and that's what this article is talking about. It's not talking about what you're discussing.
Yeah. All right, so let me just digress for a minute and do my whoopee on the Ag Department and the administration with their approach to having hemp become a more usable product. Would you say, and I'm not asking, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but you know that I think that CBD oil and some of the other things that come from hemp are becoming customer preference. People would rather use those elements to deal with pain than to take opioids. Is there a middle ground here somewhere, or is it one or the other? And because the administration has made it so difficult, and some of the states to use CBD oil because the big drug companies, big pharma, is influencing the decisions. You can see it everywhere. What do we take away from the public's desire to use CBD oil rather than drugs?
Not to use a cliche, but this is where people understand cliches. With medication, you don't want to put the cart before the horse in any sense. So what I think needs to be done here, if you want my opinion,
is
you want to study it. You want to have good studies so that you can look at safety.
But who pays for the studies so you know you're getting fair treatment? Most of the time these studies are done.
No,
the cannabinoid
just,
thing is probably...
Just like most of the research, it's done by tax... writing grants and it's funded by the National Institutes of Health, and that's how most of the research in America is done, and it's funded by tax money, and you need carefully controlled studies to see whether this is a safe and effective approach to what you're proposing, and not start jumping into it like we shouldn't with anything. So I'm not singling out this product. I'm just saying that we should approach it as we should any product that you want to take as a drug. We should do carefully controlled studies to see if it's safe, both safe and effective, and then make a decision, and don't do it on intuition.
All right. That's good advice. That makes good sense.
We should study the question that you're looking at, and I'm sure it's going to happen. It's probably ongoing as we speak because there's so much interest, like yourself, in this question. Is it safe and effective?
Yeah. Well, I like it because it does get rid of the. I have a pinched nerve in my neck.
And I bet the studies are going on as we speak.
Yep. Well, let's hope so. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken, that's what you've seen, that's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein, and that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. He joins us every week courtesy of the folks who in that area have promoted him to being a very central character to their health and well-being because of his expertise, not only in cardiological issues, but in general. I go to see him every year because I want to have a good, thorough, top-to-bottom outlook from him, whom I just respect his ability to look at something and say, okay, that's what this is, that's what that is. It's better than specific knowledge, general knowledge, that takes the color of the specifics in each area of your body. Ken can interpret whatever he sees in the various devices, and that's what I want to see, and that's what you should see. You ought to know what's going on in your body. If you want to know, go see Ken, 352-735-1400 from anywhere. Go visit Dr. Ken at the clinic in Florida, 352-735-1400.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here discussing and going through a lot of the research done, the medical journals, that sort of thing. Next up, a focus on caffeine and what it does. I think this is nothing but intuitive, Ken, when you get right down to it, because all of the caffeine and jittery stuff that happens, isn't that going to, by almost assumption, be... take its toll on your anxieties or create anxiety?
Well, it's all the amount. I'll give out some numbers for people to think about when they look at their caffeine intake. But this comes from Penn State Health this week, Doug. For some people, caffeine may help with concentration and provide an energy boost, but it can also cause problems for those with general anxiety disorder. Caffeine, it can mimic or make worse the symptoms of anxiety. These are symptoms such as racing heart, nausea, or abdominal pain. The current recommendation for caffeine is less than 400 milligrams per day, and also with a single serving, stay under 200 milligrams. The average coffee cup has about 80 milligrams, but you go into Starbucks or you go into Dunkin' Donuts, you can easily get up to 400 milligrams in one serving. So you have to just watch the caffeine amount, the milligrams.
All right, next up, your cell phone. You charge it. If you are using the normal cell phone charger, I can't imagine that there's that much juice going through it, but this emergency medicine story makes you think.
This may not be intuitive, Doug. Bringing your smartphone to bed, it could literally shock you. And I'm not making this up. This is a recently studied published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine just this month. It describes people who were accidentally electrocuted and burned by phone charging cords. So do not sleep with your mobile device and avoid leaving the charger plugged in when it's not connected to a phone. What happens is the tip of the charging cord gets plugged in and then it gets disconnected from your phone, and that's hot, and people turn and end up on it and they get burned and they end up in the emergency room. So unplug that cord, don't bring it into bed, and turn the phone off before you go to sleep.
You gotta be nuts. Didn't we have a couple of weeks ago another study that wasn't similar, but it brought into question why anybody would have their cell phone anywhere near, never mind under their pillow, anywhere near their nightstand or anywhere near their bed? I don't even have them in the same room with me because of the things that emanate from the phone screen and all the electronics around it. For God's sakes, the thing's got a fan in it even to blow energy out of it. So what's that doing to your brain if you put it under the pillow? It's got to, you got to be nuts.
And if you can afford a wireless charger, that gets rid of this whole cord.
So you have one?
I use a wireless charger, yes.
Where do you keep your cell phone?
Where do I keep it?
At night.
At night? Well, I keep it off.
You don't. So what happens if one of your patients is dying at 3 o'clock in the morning and they need
I am an old-fashioned guy with a real phone.
Really? Okay, you and me both. Okay. There's a increase in younger adults of colorectal cancer. Much more common, usually in older patients, but now the new data that I was looking at this morning shows a sharp increase among adults in their 30s, and why would that be?
Genetics play a big role in colorectal cancer, and knowing your own personal family history is very important. And if people have an early history of getting colorectal cancer in their family, they need to be screened at a young age. Mm-hmm. And you need to talk to your doctor about that.
Risks
about
are prevention. Multiplied if you don't have it checked out.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, is our diet affecting colorectal cancer? Most likely.
Yep.
And sure. Is that the reason why we're seeing it? You know, we're just moving further away from the farm?
Yeah.
I'm sure that that's a big factor. That's the item that sees the food first.
Yeah. All right, food for thought.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has signed off on an Independence Commission's recommendation to remove from U.S. military facilities all names, symbols, displays, monuments, and paraphernalia that honored or commemorated the Confederacy. Beginning on December 18, 2022, the Department of Defense will begin renaming assets across the country, including hundreds of streets, buildings, and other assets. U.S. warships from the USS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group teamed up with South Korean and Japanese destroyers to practice shooting down missiles in the Sea of Japan, a show of force following multiple launches by North Korea this week. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Is here from Lake Cardiology down in Florida. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. A number of studies this week are going through from the journals have to do with the heart, cardiology, circulation. Next up on the list is a study that didn't find any link between statin drugs and your memory falling apart. So when did this all? When was that suggestion made? I guess see something about this.
Well,
a couple of weeks.
Statin drugs, probably one of the most prescribed drug around.
You prescribe them a lot. You like them, right?
Unbelievably. This
Lipitor, or what's your favorite?
Well, rosuvastatin, generic Crestor, or atorvastatin with an A, generic Lipitor. Mm-hmm. And the reason why cardiologists love these drugs is not so much that they lower cholesterol, but they stabilize plaque, which is what leads to heart attack and stroke, and they lower inflammation in the circulation, which is what leads with excess bad cholesterol to the plaque forming.
Well, when it gets to your brain, doesn't that, I mean, that's part of what the problem is. It'll harm your brain because it'll plug up the blood getting to your brain, right?
Exactly, and that's why these actually may improve memory and mental functioning. But the issue is that usually these drugs are given when you're getting older, not always, but usually, and this is when our memory and thinking function are declining anyway. So people love to associate their symptoms with that drug that they're taking, and often they come up with true, unrelated conclusions. And the important finding published this week in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology is that statins will not make you stupid or cause memory loss. And for some people at risk of dementia, statins like Lipitor, the generic atorvastatin, Crestor, the generic rosuvastatin, and I only prescribe these generics, they're excellent generics, may these statins, these strong statins, may improve memory and mental functioning. So over 6 years, there was no significant difference between memory and mental ability among those who do and do not take statins.
All right. So the other thing that maybe fits in here is the discussion of eating fish, fish oils. I think one of the reasons that my brains work as well as my brains, both my brains, work as well as they do, is because I take a lot of fish oil, eat a lot of fish, oily fish, and fish oils. So that helps to keep the arteries pliable and circulation going through. Is that not true?
Absolutely. The oily fish are so heart and circulatory and brain healthy. Great to at least to have a serving of oily fish once a day. We're talking about salmon, sardines, mackerel, some of the tunas. These are the really nice high oil fishes. And also you're going to hear a lot about a newer drug called Vascepa, which is industrial strength, pharmaceutical grade fish oil, which is used to lower triglycerides. And this too has been shown to prolong life and has been approved for very high triglycerides. And my prediction, you're going to hear shortly that it's going to be approved for even not so high triglycerides.
I had to get an inhaler as part of me cleaning out what was going on in my system. And, I don't have drugs. I'm not on drugs. I don't have Part D of Medicare. So when I went to pick up the prescription and the woman looked at me and said, it's $400, I looked at her and says, no, wait a minute. Huh? And then we talked for a half hour. They put me together with a couple of different apps and things to cut the price down. But, my God. I saw that. I can't imagine how people can. That's what the whole business about drugs and them being so expensive is something that we always ought to be talking about. We're sticking with Ken's specialty of cardiology here with a couple of more of these stories. Atrial fibrillation. Ken describes it as your heart beating like a bag of worms.
Doug, a person's risk of atrial fibrillation, or AFib, increases by about 3% for every inch over the average height of 5 feet 7. While we cannot change your height, we may be able to modify your other risk factors for AFib in taller individuals and be more aggressive about controlling blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol. Interestingly, genetic variants linked with height are also associated with AFib.
So, my father, who was 5'10", had AFib when he was 50, and he died 40 years later from complications of the AFib. That is the drugs that they gave him, the thickening and thinning of the blood and all that stuff. But if I knew then, as I've said, what I know now about various the things that you can take that are natural, homeopathic, then it probably wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have been as bad as it is. Or
well, Dad unfortunately didn't live a heart healthy life, and
he wasn't overweight by any stretch of
the imagination. He was a big smoker.
Not until he stopped quitting when he quit smoking when he was 40. So that was 10 years before he got it, and he wasn't that. My mother was a big smoker. My father was a sort of here and there a smoker. After he. He was an athlete. He didn't smoke then, but he smoked for a while, for about 10, 12 years, I think, if I remember correctly, but not a lot.
And there is a genetic component to it, because usually atrial fibrillation, usually, not always, is a disease of the aging process. As we get into our 70s and 80s and 90s, it just becomes incredibly common. And just living a heart healthy life can actually lower your risk. And there's definitely a genetic component to this also.
Well, you've examined me. You know that there have been times when I've had a little bit of irregularity. I took melatonin and
magnesium.
It's magnesium. And potassium seems to affect it as well. That's interesting, though. The taller you are, the more likely you are to get it. I find that fascinating, frankly. All right, next up, older drugs that, if you have a heart attack, could help you. I did see this headline about the gout. Does anybody even have the gout anymore?
Well, it does occur, yes, and we're just aggressive at treating it. More from the American Heart Association meeting. A cheap drug that's been around for centuries as a gout treatment and also can also shield heart attack survivors from future heart crises. That's the news. The drug is colchicine. It reduces by as much as 34% a heart attack survivor's combined risk of dying from heart disease or having cardiac arrest, a stopped heart, a heart attack, a stroke, or angioplasty. These results, they provide confirmation that inflammation management reduces cardiovascular risk, and it's an example of successful repurposing of a broadly available and relatively safe generic drug for a new application. This is really great news. Cheap, safe, long-term drug, been around forever, and a 34% reduction in havoc after a heart attack.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
The gout. You want to tell us a little about the gout, just to kind of make a reference to it, since I talked about the gout. What is that? It's a swelling of your feet, right?
For somebody. Well, it usually starts in the big toe,
yeah.
And it's an inflammatory arthritis. It develops in some people whose levels of uric acid in the blood are just very high.
Mm-hmm.
And the uric acid forms these needle-like crystals in a joint, and they can cause sudden severe episodes of pain, tenderness, redness, warmth, and swelling. If you've ever seen an acute gout attack joint,
yeah.
And the key is that there's just excess inflammation going on with gout, and the colchicine dramatically, quickly reduces the inflammation. And this idea, very cleverly, was applied in this study. Gout lowers inflammation. We know heart attacks, too much inflammation in the circulation. Would this work? Someone tried it in a very good study, and it has. Great idea, very helpful for everybody. And after a heart attack, there may be one other drug you're going to get. So Bernie is maybe getting his colchicine.
Aha. All right. Next up, a focus on your rest time. And if you don't get enough rest, what the consequences are. This is something new, especially for women.
Journal of Bone and Mineral Research this week. This new research in postmenopausal women, Doug, has found that those who sleep for no longer than 5 hours per night are most likely to have lower bone mineral density and osteoporosis. So poor sleep has a bad impact on bone health.
So, getting better rest. Why would this not be for men as well, I guess would be the question that I'd have.
Let's do a study. This study only involved women and probably has the same effect.
But why would they only study women, I guess would be the question. Why not?
Because it's easier to show an effect because osteoporosis is such a bigger problem in women, although it does exist in men.
Okay.
And to show effectiveness impact, that's how they select these studies.
Good Day Health, the Good Day Health Show, our podcast at Good Day Health Show every week.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being.
If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, looking at research that's been done now on penicillin. 9 in 10 people who think they're allergic are not, apparently. Why would you think in the first place you were allergic to penicillin? Where would that idea come from?
This comes out of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology scientific annual meeting this week. And a lot of people do think they're allergic. They may have taken something and had a reaction that may or may have not been an allergic reaction. But 10% of the people in America actually report being allergic to penicillin. And the news out of this meeting is that 9 in 10 are not. They have outgrown the allergy or were never allergic in the first place. However, this information can be very difficult to scratch from your medical records. Even when people test negative to a penicillin allergy at a later date, the allergy often remains on their medical and pharmacy charts. And I think in the past, doctors have been just very uneasy about taking it off because you can have severe allergic reactions, rarely to penicillin, called anaphylaxis, which is a medical emergency. You can't breathe. You have no blood pressure. If you don't get that EpiPen immediately, you're not going to survive. So it's a very dramatic but fortunately rare occurrence, and that is why I think in the past people have been very uneasy. Now the allergists can do testing carefully to see if you are, in fact. So if there's any doubt, talk to your wonderful allergist to see if, in fact, you are. And if you are, get it off your charts because there are penicillin-based antibiotics, which are so much cheaper and effective than the more complex drugs we have to if you're penicillin allergic.
How often is penicillin even used anymore? I never hear of penicillin.
Amoxicillin, ampicillin, you never hear of that?
Okay,
yes.
Penicillin?
More effective penicillins.
Got it. Next up, a ban on e-cigarettes, vaping. The American Medical Association has taken a strong position here, Ken.
And wonderfully slow. There have been
wonderfully slow.
Get the tongue out of the way. And the fact is that there's been 42 deaths and over 2,170 cases of lung injury associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products in America. And the AMA, the American Medical Association, has called for a total ban on all e-cigarette and vaping products that have not been approved as cessation tools by the FDA.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas.
I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's get at it. Ask Dr. Ken. Here's a lady, 33-year-old black woman, who opted for a healthier lifestyle several years ago, she says, which included no longer using relaxer for my hair. However, since doing so, my hair has been shedding consistently. So why do people, maybe the question here is both men and women, more and more women you see these days, Ken, have lost or are losing their hair? Why is that? What? Because is it male? How can you call it male pattern baldness if it's a woman?
Well, there are genetic tendencies in both sexes, but a hair relaxer, this is a cream or lotion that makes the hair easier to straighten and manage. And whether she's having a reaction, her scalp had a reaction to this, you know, you need a good dermatologist to go in there and examine her scalp and see what's going on. There may be some inflammation that was created by this product, and it's getting in the way of her hair growing.
Do you recommend people washing their hair every time they take a shower? Let's say, I'm guessing you do, I do, take a shower pretty much every day or a bath. Should one wash one's hair? Does it make a difference whether you're a man or women? You have a lot of women that go get their hair done, quote unquote, and then they don't wash their hair with regularity. What is your recommendation there?
I think it's a good idea to once a day with a not overdo it, but with a with a good shampoo that's going to be nice and gentle but effective on the hair. It's a good idea once a day. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Do you think that shampoo, some of the cheaper ones, or conditioners plug up the pores in your hair, and that may cause So
talk to, they're a hair specialist, the person who cuts your hair. They deal with this all the time. Ask them their advice for you, because I think you have to individualize it. It depends on, the oiliness of your scalp.
Right.
And this has really become scientific, that it's no longer one size fits all. You no longer stay on baby shampoo for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And although that's not bad for you, probably, is it? Baby
shampoo? Well, it can dry you out. It's great for babies, but for some people, it dries the scalp out terrifically.
Right.
So you have to individualize. Ask the person who cuts your hair for a recommendation. They know your scalp.
You've got a good head of hair. You use normal shampoos on it, and you keep it. I wonder if getting it cut more often, like the grass, if the grass is stimulated by mowing it more often, it grows more.
Well, so much of it is
with hair.
So much of it is genetic. It's your diet. How much protein you're taking in. Hair is protein, and how well you manage it and take care of it. And a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's some information floating around this week about a procedure that a lot of scientists, medical doctors are looking at called suspended animation. That is, the human body somehow, it sounds like a movie, doesn't it, huh? Gets put on pause while a medical procedure is done. Isn't that kind of what you do now when you are putting somebody to sleep? Isn't that what happens?
Not quite. This is even more effective than what happens during general anesthesia. And this is not yet ready for prime time. This is research that's going on in the universities. You're talking about, especially at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, is pioneering this. This is people who come in with gunshot wounds, and they're next to death, and they buy some extra time of life with the patient, so they lower their body temperature significantly by infusing very cool fluids into the body, and they cool the brain, they cool the blood, and this allows some extra time keeping the patient alive so the trauma surgeons can hopefully save their life. This is under very specialized research settings on very specific patients, gunshot wound or stab wound patients, and have had a cardiac arrest, these patients.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, answering your questions.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.